time to tell the neighbors that Charlie is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Not Charlie Evers today, but Glenn Coble and Scott Spears sitting in for the one and only radio legend, Charlie Evers.
Glenn, cheap substitutes.
That's true. That's true. We're kind of like the generic peanut butter of radio.
Okay. I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Charlie is like Jiffy or Skippy.
Oh, yeah. With nuts in it.
With nuts in it. And we're like store brand.
Yeah.
That's what we are. Yeah.
Have you tried that natural peanut butter?
I don't like peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
Now, well, I'll try it. I don't hate it to the point to where it's like I'll gag.
Oh.
But I'm just not a peanut butter eater.
It was terrible when it first came out, but it's pretty good now, I must admit. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, that's all I've been eating lately, so.
Is peanut butter?
Yeah, because.
It sounds like you're in the bomb shelter.
Well, it kind of feels that way. I went to the grocery this morning at 7 o'clock, like you're allowed to do as an old person. And it was nice. They were counting the number of the people that came in. I was able to stay at least 10 feet, and in most cases, 50 feet away from the nearest person.
Now, you heard the caller coming in this morning.
Yeah, I did.
And you heard what people's concerns are.
Yeah.
What do you make of them?
Well, I think, you and I disagree on this to
now
a
how
point.
Do you know, Glenn?
Well,
you
and I have talked about it.
You can't
it.
Say we disagree.
Okay.
Let me hear it, and then I'll tell you if I disagree or not.
Well, I agree with the gentleman, the last caller that called. I think people have to take it seriously, and it's going to take us a while to get through this, and I absolutely agree with him. Maybe it was you that said this. It's not a conspiracy. It's for real.
Oh, it's not. And it's not. I mean, and that is bothersome to me. People can think it's as bad or not bad as they think.
Yeah.
But to think it's a conspiracy.
Well, as you know, I Facebook quite regularly, and I get a lot of people. And I even mentioned this in my Facebook yesterday, I like people criticizing as long as they have good points, and it makes me think, and I like that. But I get awful tired of the same six people criticizing me and implying that this is a Democratic conspiracy under it all. It has nothing to do with that. We need to get over it and get together and all agree we've got to take care of this problem.
I think that's right. And I think once we take care of the problem, which I'm not really sure what that means right now.
I think it means an inoculation eventually.
Well, yeah, we're going to have
that's not called an inoculation. What's
no.
it called?
Now I'm trying to think of what a vaccine.
Yeah, vaccine.
Yeah, we're going to have a vaccine at some point to really help this problem along. But I don't know how that will come, and I don't know what in what way that will come. And it's going to be a while. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think so.
So because of that, we're just going to have to deal with what we've got and go forward.
Let's hope it's less of a while than they're predicting, 16, 18 months. Let's hope it's closer to that year that they're talking about. One of my proudest things that I tout in my memoir is that I was a polio pioneer. I was one of the very first children inoculated against polio.
Really?
Yeah. And I apparently they took several hundred kids at Colfax Grade School, and half of them were inoculated, or were, what is the word? Not inoculated.
Vaccinated.
And they were vaccinated with a placebo, and the other half of us were actually inoculated with the real stuff. And you didn't find out until a year later, and then they told you, so that if you had been inoculated injected, whatever the word is, if you had
been vaccinated
with the...
That's why I'm here, Glenn.
Yeah, thank you. With the placebo, then you could actually go get something taken care of. And I'm proud to be a polio pioneer. I wouldn't mind being a COVID-19 pioneer and take the first shots.
I wouldn't mind it.
No.
I mean, I think it'd be good to have the... But you know, like I said,
you're
right?
You're too young, though.
I shouldn't take the...
At 73, if I croak because the shot's bad, it's not going to hurt too much. It'll hurt my grandkids.
Oh, so we're talking about that the shot is not good and actually does you in.
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't want to be there.
No, I don't think you did. And the pioneers are the people that actually kind of take the risk. I was surprised my parents let me take that risk.
Well, you know, and to a certain... Maybe you're...
They
maybe your parents
were
too fond of you. I was just thinking, why would they sign off on those papers?
My dad was a minister. He couldn't have thought that way.
Well, maybe he thought one less mouth to feed, a little more time on my hands.
One less mouth to listen to.
One less mouth to listen to. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Glenn.
How you doing?
Oh, we're doing good there. Yeah, just to run a few points there. I'm beginning to think the wheels are going to start falling off now on this coronavirus now, because you got the president wanting to fire Fauci, and you got everybody now fighting everybody. You know, Donald Trump trying to tell the governors how they're going to open up and stuff. I think we're losing sight of what's going on here.
You know, if you've listened to my show, I'm pretty progressive, and I absolutely agree with you, but it comes down to personal responsibility. Just because the president says we have to open up doesn't mean we have to open up. We can do whatever we feel is right. Now, if people are out there coughing and breathing all over everybody, that's going to be a problem. But hopefully you and I will stay socially distant.
Well, that's what I try to do.
Me too.
Up until now, everybody's been pretty decent at doing this. And you'd hate to think that, you know... We're throwing away a golden opportunity to maybe rewrite the ship.
Yeah, and, I agree.
We definitely don't need to fall back into something even worse, you know?
Yeah, no, we do not. And you know, I did notice, I went out shopping this morning, and 2 weeks ago I went out and shopped, and people were more socially distant aware 2 weeks ago than they were today. There were lots of people at the store I went into that weren't wearing masks, whereas the 2 weeks ago, I'd say 50 to 60% of the people were wearing masks. Today, I would say it was down to 30%. And there were a lot of people that were just kind of like they normally are at the store that I go to, kind of shoving you out of the way.
Well, yeah, you're still going to have that, because people are still used to doing whatever, and then, you know, comes to their mind doing, and then all of a sudden, before they know it, they're doing it. Wait a minute, I'm not supposed to do this. But you'll get human error.
Yes, and you can't blame people for accidentally doing it. It's the ones that almost seem like they're doing it intentionally.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? You just, just try to make it the best you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Do the best you can. Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm going to get off the line there and let somebody else call.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Phone lines are open. If you want to talk about this, we'll do it for 4 more minutes. We won't get into the family feud till after the first break.
All right.
740-383-9944, because it seems like people do have a lot on their mind right now.
Oh, they do.
And I'm interested.
And I think that gentleman is absolutely right, but there are a lot of people that I think I'm absolutely wrong, and there are a lot of people, I'm sure, that think he's wrong. But
you know, I think it's going to be testing. Oh. We're going to test and see how it works, and I think if things start to pick up, we'll slow it back down.
Well, the thing I get really tired of hearing is, I'm free. I want my freedom. Well, you can have your freedom, but what do they call it? eventually, the people that want their freedom, Mother Nature is going to find them.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
But I also think to a certain degree, as I was saying to the caller who called in this morning, you don't have to quarantine yourself from everybody. You know, if somebody is not sick and you are not in a risk category and you're not of a certain age and it's because you're losing human contact, maybe instead of going to the grocery store every day without a mask and all that to infect strangers, go over to somebody's house. Go one of you and one other person. I think this is fine, Glenn.
I know you think it's fine.
It's fine.
I think because, you're nuts.
No, because I'm telling you, what are the chances that of two or three people that one of you has COVID? That's why they're telling you to stay 10 and under.
I'm not going to play that gambling game.
No, but,
at my age,
but you're in the risk category.
Yes.
You're in the risk. But people who aren't, if you're really having a problem with staying in and you're really getting anxiety and you're really getting worked up because of it, I think that's okay. I think the governor has said that's okay. There are businesses that are still operating with 10 or less people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, what's the difference?
There are businesses, actually, that are operating with more than 10 people. They're just not telling anybody.
Right, right. I think, and be cautious. If you want to be cautious, fine. Wear a mask. Do what you want to do. But if it's human contact that is making you so antsy to get back to work and restart the economy and do all that, find another way. Call somebody up on the phone. And if the phone isn't enough, yes, go visit them. If it's you in your car alone, fine.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
I know you are. I'm not a big fan of going against what the experts tell us
But
to
I don't
do.
Think anybody said that, have they?
Oh, Fauci says stay away from people. He says,
but he can't be saying that because he knows we all go to the grocery store.
Yeah, but he's saying keep the distance and
well, I'm for that.
Yeah, okay. You need to practice the safe habits, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to follow the doctor's orders, sure.
I don't think you should go, and there aren't any bars open, I don't believe.
No, you don't go to a bar.
You don't go to a bar and sit next to a guy and sneeze and breathe on him. And, however, one good thing that's happened out of this, my wife lets me bring a can of beer once a week into the house.
Oh, there you go.
I love it.
So now, see, in every storm, there is a rainbow after.
There are lots of rainbows.
There are lots of rainbows after. Yeah. We're coming up on a break here in 10 seconds. You're tuned into the Charlie Evers Show. Scott Spears and Glenn Kobel sitting in for Charlie, and maybe we'll hear from Charlie before the show's over. Stay tuned.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears, Glenn Kobel filling in for Charlie Evers. And now we're going to play The Feud.
All right.
Now, who used to say that? Richard Dawson?
Is that who did it? Yeah, I think that's right. I think it was.
Time to play The Feud.
Yeah.
Here we go. We surveyed 100 people. What? What? No. See, I've already. Oh, the first word, Glenn. The first word. When you do not want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as the excuse?
And it's not COVID-19.
Not COVID. Five answers. When you do not want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as the excuse?
Here's my question. When you want to go back to school because you're tired of being at home, what's the excuse?
What do you do then?
Yeah.
During the pandemic?
Mom, I want to go to school. Then you send them to a crazy farm.
You know, it's going to be kind of interesting listening back to these tapes because to say that we're in the pandemic.
Yeah.
And this is real radio during the pandemic.
Have you ever looked up how many millions of people died during 1918?
Oh, it's a lot.
I think it was close to 50 or 60 million people died.
Think about that.
Died.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That is a lot of people, Glenn.
A lot of people.
Go ahead, caller.
How about having a cold?
A cold. Let's see here. You know, oddly enough,
you're
cold.
You're going to have to bend on this one for sure.
Well, I don't know if I can bend on this
okay,
one.
Okay.
Because
right.
it's a cold technically is not on the list.
But an upset stomach would be.
stomach ache, yes.
There
number
you go.
Number
there
one
you
is
go.
Stomach ache, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think you can have a stomach ache without a cold.
Okay.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. So, good yeah. answer.
Okay.
You're
thank
a
you
winner.
You're a winner today on the Family Feud. We've got four other answers, though. When you do not want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as an excuse? Now, number one was stomach ache.
Oh, that was number one.
Yes, that was number one.
Wow.
Now, there are four other answers. What are they? When you do not want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as an excuse? So these are hooky.
You know why cold doesn't work? Because it's not bad enough. You got to be puking or something. Can I say that on the air?
Yeah, well, you did. It doesn't really matter now. You can't put spilt milk back in the cow.
No, the cow would be not very happy.
No, once the cow has done it, it's already over. When you do not want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as an excuse? The number one answer was stomach ache. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guys, how about the Hershey squirts, if you know?
Oh,
mercy.
Good euphemism. I
yeah,
like that one.
And you know what? That is not on the list.
Oh, it's
oh my goodness.
No.
You're right there.
Not on the list. Sorry about that.
Okay.
They don't want you at school if you're doing that either.
No.
All right. Thank you,
caller. Bye-bye. No. How do you say that in a kind way?
Oh, you
way?
Can't.
You can't?
Well, diarrhea.
You can say diarrhea.
Diarrhea, yes.
But, I mean, what would be another euphemism that you could get away with?
Well, you can't say it on the radio, but I got
well,
one
that's right.
For
yeah, we don't need that euphemism.
They. I love the ads that are on TV about, you know, where they rub their tummy because their tummy's upset. They grab their throat, and then they grab their derriere because of that problem.
You know, that's interesting.
While they're dancing.
That's interesting. People call their heinies the derriere, and you get the Hershey squirts from the derriere. Think about that. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, my.
Are you there, caller? Go ahead, caller.
How about a headache?
Headache is number two on the
really?
Big list today. You have got a headache. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So a headache's worse than a cold. I would have thought a headache would have been down the list somewhere. My mom would never have let me go miss school.
For a headache?
You know, I don't think I ever missed school. I had a 15-year perfect attendance bar for going to church. They'd make me go to church when I was sick. Well, when your dad's the minister, I guess.
I think I'm getting a headache right now.
I'm sorry.
My show's starting. This whole show's starting to give me a little bit of a headache. I might have to leave early.
All right.
As the list says.
I will calm down and quit talking about church.
No, I like church.
Okay.
No. Oh, you know,
just don't like me.
No. That's an interesting subject because
Abby, I'm on the same boat with you.
Will you stop with the Abby? She stopped listening. She's got other things to do. She's at home sorting her sock drawer or something. You know she's middle-aged.
She's.
What's wrong with saying the girl's middle-aged?
There's nothing wrong with it because some of my best friends are middle-aged, but they're all a lot older than Abby.
Well, then they're old.
Oh.
I mean, I hate to say that, but listen, that is middle age.
Okay.
Women's life expectancy is about 80 years old.
Well,
if you're her age, you are middle age.
I went to a parade yesterday for a 100-year-old lady, Grandma Sims.
Grandma Sims. Linda's
proud.
Grandma.
Yes. Oh, no, I think it's her aunt. I think it's Linda's aunt. But anyway.
Is it her aunt?
I think so.
But we call her Grandma
Great
Sims.
Aunt. Yeah. Everybody calls her
Happy
Grandma
birthday,
Sims.
Happy birthday, Grandma Sims.
Absolutely. We love you. And we drove by. There were 24 cars all honking our horns. Three cops. We had a police escort. It was great. I loved it. Happy birthday, Grandma Sims.
Well, I wish I would have known. I'd have been there.
Well, it was on Facebook.
Go ahead, caller.
How about sore throat?
Sore throat is not on the list.
Oh, boy.
Good guess, though.
Yikes.
Thank you. Not a sore throat.
Yeah.
The category today from the home office in Sioux City, Iowa, is when you do not want to go to school, What is the illness you make up as an excuse?
So Sioux City, Iowa doesn't have colds and they don't get sore throats.
No, no, okay, they're fine in Sioux City. Well, what are the illnesses you make up when you don't want to go to school? Number one is stomachache. Number two is headache. What are the other three?
Okay, we're going to have to put our thinking caps on, audience.
My thinking cap is on heavy duty right now. Did you hear about the Friday night show? The Friday night show this week where we're going to announce the new co-host?
I'm excited.
Permanent co-host.
Okay, is it going to be a co-host or is it going to be a host? Are you going to be on it too?
Yeah, I'll be on it too.
Oh, well, that ruins it.
No, we used to. Oh, Glenn. Go ahead, caller.
It's school blahs, and it's just I woke up late.
You know, woke up late. I know people used to say that all the time. Woke up late. Yeah. Why should I go? It didn't make the list, but it's good.
I'll just roll back over.
Yeah, roll back over and go back to bed. Thank you.
It was his mom and dad that rolled back over and said, let him stay. Yeah, I don't want to fight with him.
If you were late to school, it meant your parents were late getting up too.
Yeah, and I don't ever remember missing school, ever.
So you got to blame it on mom and dad.
Yeah, I had measles. That's the only thing I had, but I had them before I was five. So
here we go. Go ahead, caller.
What about a fever?
A fever's number three.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Between me and my wife, we got the first three.
You got the first three. All right. You're nailing it this morning.
All
over
right.
There.
High fives all around the room, but don't go outside because you might give somebody something.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Fever was number three, so we've got 1, 2, 3 on the list. We don't have 4 and 5 yet. When you do not want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as an excuse? That is the question today, 740-383-9944.
Green apple quick steps. That's a euphemism that you can use.
That is
on the radio.
A euphemism,
yes.
That you could use when it comes to that particular problem.
But it doesn't get on the list.
I don't have that problem.
Well, I'm glad.
No, I mean, I just don't.
You're sitting 10 feet away from me.
No, not on this particular day. Just in general, that's a problem I don't have.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I don't rarely do.
You do?
I rarely do.
Rarely do.
Yeah.
You eat a lot of cheese. That's how you fix that problem.
Oh, well, I do eat some cheese.
Cheese is what does it. Yeah.
You know, I was not sick most of my life. When I finally had a heart attack 9 years ago, I think it was, they asked me who my general practitioner was, and I said, I don't have one. You don't have one? I said, no, I haven't had one in 58 years.
Hence the problem.
Yeah.
This is where it came from. Go ahead, caller.
How about a twisted ankle or something?
Ooh,
not a twisted ankle. A lot of people get those now, but not a twisted ankle.
Oh, yeah, you got to go to school if you got a twisted ankle. I had several of those, having been a trackster. I turned my ankle more time and football more times than you can shake a stick at.
So you have to go to school when you have a twisted ankle.
Oh, absolutely. You wrap it, ice it before you go, wrap it, and then go.
It's an interesting thing when you think about it.
Okay. What am I thinking
about? Well, because a twisted ankle could be a sprain. A twisted ankle could be a break. A twisted ankle could be arthritis.
And none of
those... People develop it early.
And none of those are on your list, huh?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, they are not.
I thought he was...
Well, I got a little British there for a second. They are not.
Not.
I have a spot of tea. Let's see what we can do this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about chicken pox?
That's very good. You don't want to go to school if you have the pox.
Absolutely not.
It's not on the list, though.
Oh, well, let's hope not, because
okay.
It doesn't happen very often, I hope. As a matter of fact, that kind of shows that she's over 40.
You think?
Yeah, because people don't get chicken pox anymore.
They don't?
I don't think so.
Did we eradicate chicken pox?
I think we may have, yeah. Remember, not in the world, but I think in the United States.
You used to have to bathe people in oatmeal.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's how you got the itching down.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
you
that.
You do an oatmeal paste.
My brother and sister both had chicken pox, but I never thought I had it, but I was told by a doctor that probably did, but it was...
If you don't have chicken pox, I think you can get shingles.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
How about earache?
Ear pain is number 4.
Oh,
you have got it.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Send you home. Thank you.
Well,
All right.
Our listeners are so bright.
They are bright.
Yeah.
Thank God somebody's here to brighten the curve, raise the curve on this show today. Oh, my goodness.
You got somebody else who wants in.
I do have somebody else who wants in. Let's go ahead, caller.
How about a toothache?
Not a toothache.
Oh, I hate having toothaches.
Toothaches are bad, but they do not make today's list.
Oh, I would never go to school with a toothache.
I'm being told now there is a vaccination for chickenpox.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Who told you that, Abby?
Will you get off, Abby? What well, is I with thought, you? Do you not know any other name?
No, I don't, quite frankly.
Well, listen, I don't talk. Here's the thing about her.
Okay.
She's mentally unstable. I mean, I hate to say that. I don't mean to get personal today.
I'm going
to
go lock the door.
No, listen. She's mentally unstable, God bless her heart. But we have to say that. Okay. You know, it's a public service announcement. She's mentally unstable.
I'm going to sneeze here. I'm laughing so hard.
She gave me some apple butter yesterday. Very kind act.
That's a wonderful act.
Wonderful act. But I was worried that I was going to have to test it because she might have laced it with something.
Do you like apple butter?
I do like apple butter, Glenn.
I don't.
I have three jars of apple butter at home now.
You're a good dude.
Charlie got me some apple butter.
Okay.
And a listener brought in some apple butter.
All right.
And now I got the Abby apple butter.
And you go ahead and partake all that stuff. I wouldn't eat anything that somebody brought in here.
You wouldn't,
it might be laced.
You wouldn't eat anything. Oh, that's not true. I saw you chowing down at the Christmas party, Glenn.
Well, yeah. Christmas parties are different.
You chowed down. Did we not have a Christmas party of Christmas? You've been to two of them now.
I've been two. Yeah.
Weren't they great?
They were excellent.
We have a rager, don't we?
A rager.
What do they call that?
I don't know.
What do they call it? A party
that's
going real
that,
well?
Fred.
No, what is it? It's
a rave.
Yeah, no, I don't know if we had a rave. But go ahead, caller.
How about I just feel so bad. I don't want to take that test we're having.
That's what I would have said to my mom.
That's a good one. We have one left on the list. That is not it.
Oh.
That's a very, very good guess. Thank you.
I would never have told my mom I was taking a test. I would have just said, I just don't feel good. Oh, well.
Oh, wait a second. You've tried some things that have come through this office.
What?
I don't want to bring it out on the air on you now that you've told a lie.
Yeah. No, I have. You're right.
I don't want to out, you know, you've
don't
tried
out
it.
Me here.
Now, wait a second. Last week, you and I had we toasted Charlie with some Moxie out there.
Yes, we did.
We certainly did.
But that was made industrial, however you say that.
Oh, but you, I saw you going nuts on that tray that Nate's wife brought in at Christmas time.
I'll eat anything.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, Scott, she's mentally unstable.
Wait a second, you know it too?
Hey, leave her alone, guys.
Hold the line, we're going to a break. Hold the line. We'll be right back after this very important message about somebody's mental health. I'm not going to say the name, but she is nuts. Mentally unstable, trust me. We'll be right back, Glenn and I, filling in for Charlie Evers. He would never let a show deteriorate
absolutely
like this.
Absolutely not.
Is the break coming? Rumor has it, one year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, and having a great time this morning.
Do you know what to do if a fire starts in your house?
Get out.
Yeah.
Are you trying to avoid the conversation we were having before the break?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you've got a listener that's waiting.
No, not a listener. You know who that was who called in, don't
no,
you?
Huh?
That was Abby's doctor.
That was Abby's doctor?
Abby's doctor.
Dr.
Psychiatrist calling in to let us know that she was mentally unstable. You heard it.
I heard it.
Oh, my.
Did he hang up? Because I have a lot of questions I'd like to ask about you.
Oh, no, I'm totally sane-minded, Glenn. No problem here.
Oh, me. Excuse me, I'm starting to stop up here.
What was our question?
I don't know. I was having too much fun.
When you do not want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as an excuse?
There's only one left.
Only one answer left. Yeah. Number 1, 2, 3, 4. Stomach ache, headache, fever, ear pain. What's number 5?
I've got flat feet.
That's how you get out of the Army.
I had flat feet.
People use that as an excuse, but it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
No.
Let's see here what we got coming along down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
How about they wake up with a bloody nose or something?
Ooh.
Yikes. That's an interesting one, but not a bloody nose.
Have you ever woken up with a bloody nose?
You know, Glenn, I've never had a bloody nose in my life.
You have?
I have never had a bloody nose.
Come over here. I'll give you one.
I've never had a bloody nose.
Abby will give you one shortly.
No, Abby would not give me a bloody nose. But I'll tell you something interesting. I have never had a bloody nose, but I've seen many happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't play football, right?
No, it wasn't on the football field.
Because you get bloody noses on the football field a lot.
Do you?
Well, you get hit in the head.
No, I was baseball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, no. You don't want to be hit in the head with a baseball either.
Well, I would move. Yeah. If the ball's coming my way, get out of the way.
Good idea.
Go ahead, caller.
I didn't get my armor done.
I missed that. What'd you say, Bob?
I didn't get my homework done.
Didn't get my homework done.
Yeah.
I didn't get my homework done, but that's not the right answer.
I use that all the time, and it never worked.
Thank you.
Yeah, I never got my homework done. I was one of those kids that if I had to do the homework, I was going to flunk.
I never did my homework at home.
Yeah, I did do some of it at work, at school.
I would get it done there, and that was that.
But I've told you, I was the only test I ever cheated on was a test in religion.
And you...
I aced it.
You aced it. Well, there you go. But you didn't get struck by lightning.
No, and God wasn't watching. He didn't care.
When you do not want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as an excuse? That is the category. We've got stomach ache, headache, fever, ear pain. What's the one we're missing? We're missing one. Can somebody tell us what that is? It's very important to know these things.
I still think there's a... Green Apple Quick Step's got to be in there.
It's not on there.
I know.
I can't put it on the list, Glenn, if it's not there.
That's in Sioux City, Iowa?
Sioux City, Iowa.
Ah, isn't that where they just had a COVID outbreak?
No, there's no COVID outbreak in Sioux City, Iowa.
I thought that's where that...
There's a lot of corn in Iowa.
Meat packing plant was.
A lot of corn in Iowa.
Now, is it sweet corn or is it regular corn? I mean, field corn.
I think it's field corn.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
I see a lot of corn on the cob recently. I have too. You know what I would? I want some corn on the cob, and what would go good with that? Maybe some barbecue ribs or
ooh.
Yeah, isn't that good?
Oh,
you can taste it now.
I can taste
corn
it
now. On the cob and barbecue. Get the barbecue out. 50, get the grill.
50 cents an ear today at the grocery store. That's too much.
Go ahead, caller.
Have an explosive diarrhea.
Well, diarrhea didn't make the list, and neither did explosive diarrhea. Thank you, caller.
Explosive. Oh, that's painful.
That's horrendous, isn't it?
Horrendous is a good word for it.
I guess that's where you've got to brace your toilet.
Yeah, oh, you would, yeah.
Yeah, because it's horrendous.
Put in some cantilevers on your toilet.
Cantilevers on your toilet. All right. When you do not want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as an excuse?
That was a 1940s song, I think.
Cantilevers on your toilet. Sing us a 50s song, Glenn. Sing us a doo-wopper.
I hated the 50s song.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello,
Mom. You know, there's a bully after me. I don't feel very good.
A what after
bullying?
Me? Oh,
bullying! Bullying now, is a big one, but bullying did not make the list.
Yeah, because the kids are not smart enough to tell their mom and dad that they're being bullied.
Well, a lot of times they're afraid their mom and dad will get involved, and that will lead to
getting more bullied.
Yeah. So you got to watch that. It's unfortunate. People shouldn't bully.
Were you bullied in high school?
No,
or grade school?
No, never was.
I was bullied by a guy, and he found out he shouldn't have bullied me. That's the
because
guy
you threw him down some steps.
That was the guy I threw down the steps.
You threw him down the steps. When you do not want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as an excuse? Number one, stomach ache. Number two, headache. Number three, fever. Number four, ear pain. What is number five?
I had a good one, but I don't think I would have had it when I was in school, a heart attack.
Yeah, you don't want to go to school when you've had a heart attack.
No, no,
can you imagine, little Bobby? I've had a heart attack. I can't come in today.
I don't think your teacher would buy that one.
Might be out for a couple weeks. Got a clogged artery over there.
I'm having a stent put in.
Ay, ay, ay. 740-383-9944. That's the number. 740-383-9944. What is the guess?
We better be careful because the heart rehab place is right downstairs.
That's right.
It might come.
Well, at least we know if we keel over, we'll get quick assistance.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. A little word to the wise, a little peace of mind, as they say. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. When you don't want to go to school, what is an illness you make up as an excuse? Not a stomach ache, not a headache, not a fever, not ear pain. What's the fifth one with 7 minutes left to go? 740-383-9944.
My mouth's not working. Where are our young ladies that called in at the last
time? Emma.
Emma.
Yeah. Emma and Kelsey.
Yep. You know?
I wanted to bring up that there is a chicken pox vaccine. We did mention that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got that information from somebody.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I recognized that we had kind of done away with chicken pox.
We have vanquished.
Yes.
Chicken pox.
It's been sent to Siberia.
Is that where it went?
Yeah, I think so.
With the bears? The bears and the bears?
Do we still have bears in Siberia?
I think so.
Okay.
They're Siberian bears.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. There are Siberian bears.
Yeah, if you take a Siberian bear out of
But they're all down
Siberia.
At the Columbus Zoo.
Are they?
I don't
With Jack
know.
Hanna?
I love the Columbus
What's
Zoo.
What's going on at the zoo right now?
I don't know. Probably nothing. Probably nothing.
Probably nothing.
The lights might be on, but I don't know that anybody's down there looking at them.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Yeah, the party's
over. At that particular zoo. All right. Here comes a call.
All right.
WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's not about this, but I had a nice day today.
Oh, you tell.
Fantastic.
Well, I got $2,400.
Oh, but
yeah, so did we.
There we go. The stimulus came in.
It did indeed.
Yeah. I was told by several of my friends that I was supposed to rip the check up, but I would have done that except for it went directly into my bank account.
Yeah, mine did too.
Yeah, that's a good way to go.
I wouldn't tear it up. I'd just spit on it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever floats your boat.
I need to check my bank account because I'm not sure how the.
They're not sending you any money.
Why wouldn't they?
You're too young. You're too.
No. They send this. They'll send me money, but I'm not sure how that works. I'm not sure. You know, how are they distributing them? Did they all come today?
No, because they could only do, like a million a day or something like that.
Yeah.
So it'll take a year to get it done or something along that line. Maybe it's 10 million.
Well, how do you get in the right part of the lotto?
You live a good life like our caller has done and like I have done.
So what are you going to spend the $2,400
on? It's not going to be on any stuff to put on my face or anything like that.
Oh, so you're not for the masks?
No.
Well, tell that to Glenn, because Glenn sprayed me down with Lysol when he came in.
Well, you deserved it.
There you go. Our callers are smart. You deserved it.
No. Why are you not for the masks?
I get tired of people telling me how to do stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And next thing you know, they're going to insist that everyone wears a whole thing like you would drink. You know, go under the ocean on,
a submarine.
I have all kinds of crap there. Stay out of my life. I've got enough sense not to go over and rub shoulders with anybody.
See, now that's what we need, people with good sense. And I agree with him. You have to have good sense. Now, if I told you you have to not wear a mask, would you go ahead and put one on because I told you you had to?
No.
No.
No. I try to stick to the original.
He might stick that mask where the sun don't shine for him.
Well, I don't. I mean, I want people to be okay, but I don't know. You know, one point it was wear a mask, one point it was not wear a mask. I don't know.
Yeah, they originally came out. You know, I hate to say it, but sometimes doctors don't know what the heck they're doing.
Oh, no. At this particular virus, I would say you're probably more right than wrong.
Yeah, yeah, because I had a case there. Like I say, I spent a year in a hospital, year of 73, and the whole thing was I had an operation that wasn't right.
Yikes.
Was, yeah.
We're of the same age,
mean,
too.
It turned out later, that doesn't fix anything.
Yeah.
Huh. And it's where they get in and they take out about two-thirds of your stomach.
Oh, my.
Well, that isn't it. It had nothing to do with that. And for years, that's the way they did it.
Well, I'm going with what the best practices is what I'm going to go with. But, you know, my grandfather was a doctor, and I think he was born in 1870-something or other. Mm-hmm. And he used to put leeches on people. And we've pretty much found out that didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, and then when they go over and draw some blood, lots of blood out of you and stuff, it made no sense.
Oh, I loved when I used to give blood, and I don't anymore now that I've had a heart attack. My doctor suggested that I not do that anymore. But when I used to love the feeling I would get after giving blood, I felt light and airy, I guess. I don't know if that was, you know, one of those mental things or whether it was actually true, but yeah, I think you should do what you feel comfortable doing. And as long as you're not gonna cough and blow on other people, you can practice distancing by just distance.
I always feel I'd make a really great hermit, because I know I was asked the other day, what are you doing different? I said, nothing. I didn't call anybody. I didn't want people bothering me. You know, me and my wife stay at home there. We did before.
Well, you're my age, and so we kind of distance automatically, I think, at our age. We'd rather stay at home and watch some television.
Absolutely. I'd like to see ball games.
Yeah, I'd like to see them again, yeah. Are you getting tired of watching the 1983 baseball games?
I've already seen that one.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the others between there.
Yeah.
I'd want to see a real one.
I do like watching the Cubs win the World Series. I've watched that three
times. Oh, that was a good day, Glenn.
It was a great day.
It was a good day.
Yeah, that was pure luck.
Well, you know, I'm an Indians fan as well, so I'm more of a Cubs fan.
Indian. I'm Cincinnati.
Are you? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of friends that worked with the Cincinnati Reds, and I like them too, but... I'm a Cubs fan, so I can't be a Cincinnati fan.
I used to. I lived in Richmond, Indiana.
I know Richmond.
And
home of that RV place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. But when I'd go to have my hair cut, he would always pick up the Cubs.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And
WGN.
Listen to the Cubs, or we're getting our haircut.
Hey, yeah. We've got to hit a break here. Oh. But thanks for keep listening and call back in if anything hits your mind. Always good to hear from you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to break. We'll be back with another hour of the Charlie Evers Show and maybe hear from Charlie. Who knows? Stay tuned. Glenn Coble and Scott Spears here.
Shecky, I want you to come on my show, and you are going to be one of the biggest things on my show. The first show, he says, you